As early humans evolved to be more and more mimetic, the simple dominance hierarchies that were able to contain animal groups started breaking down. The idea goes something like this. Dominance hierarchies, where there's a clear chain of alpha to beta to gamma all the way to omega, works fine if there's little mimesis. Insofar as the beta doesn't desire what the alpha has, and the gamma doesn't desire what the beta has, then all is well. But the mimetic tendency of early humans started to become so strong that there started to be frequent cross-pollinization of desires across the hierarchy. Metaphysical desire, at least the strength of it, is unique to humans, and this lets subjects to enter into rivalry with their models. Converging and competing metaphysical desires would rip social groups apart in wars of all against all, destroying all those societies that were involved. Girard reasons that the only hominoid groups that survived and formed lasting cultures were ones that stumbled upon a unique cultural technology to stop this escalating conflict, and that he called the scapegoat mechanism. Now, in the midst of such a war of all against all, think a civil war, a French Revolution, when society is in utter chaos, societies, Girard observes, often converge upon a single victim or a small set of victims, attributing to them all the blame and frustrations of the chaos that they are in.